When Katina Petropoulos found out she could be at risk for losing her health insurance, she joined a group of local Michigan residents in filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration to prevent Medicaid work requirements from taking effect.
If I had to go to the doctors, I'd probably have to pay out of my own pocket, and that's a concern.
Petropoulos says that requiring anyone to work at least 20 hours per week just to qualify for health insurance does not account for changes any working person could experience, like change in the workplace by unanticipated hours of work, or changes in pay rate, or even the fear of losing or changing a job.
People change, they go through jobs, they lose jobs, they change jobs, their money changes, their hours change.
The plan she's enrolled in is an expansion of Michigan's Medicaid coverage, which provides health insurance for people who do not qualify for Medicaid but are still unable to cover the cost of healthcare insurance. And Alex Rossman from the Michigan Health for Public Policy says these work requirements would hurt Michiganders more than help them.
Most people on the Healthy Michigan plan that are able to work are already doing so. It's really just adding more red tape and hoops for them to jump through to prove that they're working.
The lawsuit Petropoulos filed in November of this year has the potential to pause the Medicaid work requirements from taking effect on January 1, the way a similar lawsuit did in the state of Indiana. Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.